Hey, cloud explorers. Ever feel like you're standing at the edge of this massive cloud frontier, super stoked to jump in, but kind of paralyzed by the sheer amount of stuff out there?
Yeah, it's a common feeling.
Right. I mean, this WebPro News article we're diving into today calls it the ever-evolving world of cloud architecture. And honestly, they're not wrong.
Totally. And the demand for really specialized tools is just exploding, right?
Yeah.
AI, security, big data. It's tough to keep pace.
It's like you blink, and there's a whole new set of cloud tools to figure out.
Exactly.
So you're psyched about the cloud, you know it can transform your business, but then bam, you're stuck. Researching, comparing, trying to piece together the perfect cloud toolkit. It's enough to make anyone want to crawl back to their on-premise servers.
I hear you,
Yeah.
but what if I told you there's a way to cut through all that noise? A one-stop shop for not just finding the right cloud tools, but also figuring out how to actually use them.
Okay, now you've got my attention. What's the secret weapon?
AWS Marketplace. Think of it like a curated collection of the best cloud tools, all pre-vetted and with the added bonus of built-in instructions and guidance.
So it's like having a personal cloud guru who's also a master shopper, making sure you get the best deals and actually know how to use what you buy.
Nailed it. This article really digs into that guidance aspect, saying that AWS Marketplace aims to simplify this process by offering pre-vetted tools and detailed guidance on how to deploy them effectively.
Which is huge EE, especially for businesses who need to move fast. Time is money, right? The faster you can get those cloud solutions up and running, the better.
Totally. And because AWS Marketplace takes all the guesswork out of implementing these complex technologies, you avoid those costly mistakes.
All right, I'm sold on the why, but let's get practical. What kind of technical guidance are we actually talking about?
So let's say you're interested in, I don't know, generative AI. Super hot topic right now.
Yeah.
This article talks about how AWS Marketplace not only provides those foundational models for things like, natural language processing or image generation, but also it gives you those step-by-step tutorials to actually put them to work.
So it's not just here's the toolbox, good luck. It's more like here's the toolbox, and by the way, here's a master class on how to build something amazing with it.
Exactly. The article even mentions deploying production-ready vector storage capabilities,
Yeah.
which might sound kind of intimidating.
Just a tad, yeah.
But AWS Marketplace breaks it down. So even if you're not a coding whiz, you can still implement these crazy powerful technologies.
That's a game changer for sure. And it's not just about making complex stuff simple, right? It's also about making sure you're using the best possible tools in the first place. That's where the whole pre-vetted thing comes in, yeah.
Absolutely. Imagine walking into a grocery store where everything, and I mean everything, has already been handpicked for quality and freshness. That's what AWS Marketplace does for cloud tools. They've done all the vetting for you. You know what you're getting is reliable, secure, top-notch.
Okay, I'm loving this so far. We've got the tools, we've got the guidance, but what about all the other stuff that comes with running things in the cloud? Data management, making sure everything runs smoothly, security, all that jazz. Because I'm guessing AWS Marketplace doesn't just stop at the basics. It's like if building in the cloud is like building a house, AWS Marketplace isn't just giving you the wood and nails, they're handing you the blueprints, the power tools, maybe even a contractor or two to make sure you don't accidentally build a wall in the wrong place.
Love that. And just like with any good house, you need a solid foundation. In the cloud world, that usually starts with data.
Makes sense. It's easy to get caught up in the AI hype, but at the end of the day, it all comes back to data, right?
100%. And if WebPro News article we keep coming back to, it does a good job of explaining how AWS Marketplace can help you wrangle all that data.
All right, so walk us through it. What does that look like in action?
Okay, so every time you're online, you're creating a ton of data. Right? Every click, every search, every purchase. And businesses, they need a way to collect, organize, and actually use all that data. That's where tools like Apache Kafka and Confluent Cloud come in.
I've heard those names thrown around, but to be honest, data pipelines aren't really my thing. Could you break it down for those of us who aren't data scientists?
Sure thing. So imagine a network of pipes that transport data from different places to where it needs to go. That's basically what a data pipeline is. Apache Kafka, which you can find on AWS Marketplace, that helps you build those pipelines.
So it's like the circulatory system for your data, making sure it gets where it needs to go.
Exactly. And that's where Confluent Cloud steps in. It allows you to actually process and transform that data in real time as it's flowing through those pipelines.
Whoa. Okay. So we're talking about a super efficient data sorting system here.
Exactly. For businesses that need to make decisions based on the most up-to-date information, this is a game changer.
Definitely. But even with those tools, actually building and managing those data pipelines, that still seems pretty complex. How does AWS Marketplace make that accessible?
It all comes back to that built-in guidance. AWS Marketplace provides a ton of resources, tutorials, documentation, and it walks you through the entire process.
So it's like having a data engineering mentor on speed dial.
Pretty much. And that hands-on approach, it applies to everything on AWS Marketplace, not just data stuff.
Okay, good to know. So what about keeping everything running smoothly? Because a slow website or a buggy app, that's a nightmare for any business.
Huge nightmare. Especially in the cloud, where everything is so interconnected.
Right. One little glitch can cascade into a total meltdown.
Exactly. And that's where performance monitoring and observability come in.
Okay, so is there anything AWS Marketplace doesn't do?
Good question. Honestly, it's pretty comprehensive. They focus on those essential tools that businesses need to operate in the cloud. For monitoring, you've got options like Elasticsearch. It gives you this deep, granular view of how your AWS environment is performing.
So you can spot those issues before they become major problems.
Exactly. And they even have hands-on labs and articles for tools like Elasticsearch. You can get hands-on experience in a safe environment.
That's amazing. It's like having a virtual IT support team ready to help you troubleshoot anything.
Totally. And that same level of support, it extends to security too.
Which, let's be real, is a big deal for anyone operating in the cloud.
For sure. And this WebPro News article, it talks about how AWS Marketplace can help you navigate the very complex world of cloud security.
Because it's not just about protecting yourself from hackers, right? There are also all those industry regulations and data privacy laws to worry about.
Exactly. It can feel like a minefield, especially for businesses that are new to the cloud. But AWS Marketplace helps you navigate all that.
So you're covered from both sides, the hackers and the regulators.
Precisely. Let's take microservices, for example.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's a way of building applications as these smaller independent services, right? Super efficient, but it creates new security challenges.
How so?
Imagine you have a house with a bunch of rooms, and each room is a microservice. You want to make sure that only the right people have access to each room.
Yeah, you don't want just anyone wandering into your bedroom.
Exactly. So with microservices, you need to manage the flow of communication between them. AWS Marketplace offers tools that act like high-tech security doors for those microservices.
So it's all about making sure the right data gets to the right place at the right time.
You got it. And that's just one example. They also offer tons of resources for compliance, especially for industries like healthcare or finance, where the stakes are really high.
Okay, before we move on, I have to ask about the elephant in the room, cost. Because all this sounds amazing, but cloud services, they have a reputation, right?
I know what you mean. But the great thing about AWS Marketplace is that they offer a pay-as-you-go model.
Okay, so no massive upfront investments.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of tools that even offer free trials. You can test them out before you fully commit.
Nice. So you can try before you buy.
Exactly. And then you only pay for what you use. No getting locked into long, expensive contracts.
Perfect for startups or small businesses that are just getting started.
Absolutely. And it really encourages experimentation. AWS wants you to explore, to innovate, to find the best solutions for your specific needs.
I love that. So it's not just about providing tools. It's about fostering this whole ecosystem of innovation in the cloud.
100%. They're giving you the keys to the cloud kingdom and saying, go build something amazing.
I'm getting pumped just thinking about it. It's like they're saying, look, we get it. The cloud can be intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. They're handing you the keys to this incredible toolkit and saying, go build something incredible.
Right. And this WebPro News article, they really hit on that. They talk about AWS Marketplace helping organizations drive innovation and achieve long-term growth. What do you think that looks like, I don't know, for our listeners who are maybe just starting out or feeling stuck?
Oh, that's a big question. It all comes down to what they want to achieve, right? Maybe it's finally launching that app idea they've had brewing or streamlining their business, you know, automating all those tedious tasks.
For sure. Or maybe it's about digging into their data and uncovering insights they didn't even know existed.
And that's what's so cool about the cloud, right? It's not one size fits all. It's a platform for, well,
infinite possibilities.
Totally. But with that support system in place, which is what we keep coming back to with AWS Marketplace.
It's like they're saying, hey, come on in. The cloud's awesome. We'll help you every step of the way.
Exactly. So for our listeners who are feeling inspired, ready to dive into this AWS Marketplace world, what's the one thing they should do after listening to this deep dive?
Honestly, just go for it. Mm-hmm. Head over to AWS Marketplace, take a look around, you know, browse the categories, try out those free trial.
Think of it like a digital playground for your cloud ambitions.
Exactly. And remember, you don't need to be a cloud expert to get started. AWS Marketplace has everything you need to build something amazing.
Couldn't agree more. Well, on that note, it's time for us to power down our cloud consoles for now.
Until next time.
A huge thanks to all of you for joining us on this deep dive into AWS Marketplace. Keep exploring, keep building, and we'll catch you in the next episode.